Jill Janes spearheaded the proposal after her son Max died by suicide in Wichita last year. She says it came after people texted him urging him to end his life.
They knew he was suicidal. He told them he was suicidal, and they continued to push and push and urge and urge and encourage and encourage. And so he did.
That and other communication intended to persuade someone to die by suicide could soon become a felony in Kansas. The proposal got overwhelming support in both chambers of the legislature late last week after lawmakers attached it to a bill that would increase penalties for organized retail theft. It's now headed to the governor's desk. For KMUW News, I'm Rose Conlin.